Good morning, how's everyone doing? It's a great job, but the problem is I've got some bills to pay. I got some bills to pay, and these bills are due by all of you. Well, some of you specifically. In other words, let me see here. This is for Ryder. That's your bill, Ryder. Can you read that for us? You owe $20 for the best parking spot at church. Pay up. Wait a minute, I'm not done yet. Wait a minute, this is for Evan. It seems like Evan's always in trouble. You owe $2,000, Evan, for not wearing a tie at church. Pay up. Wait a minute, all of you are still on the hook. I'm not done yet, because I got a bill here from God. God gave me this morning, and he said, this is for all the kids and all of his children, by the way. So let me pull this out. I'm almost afraid to read this. See, that's what alkalites are for. They assist the pastor. So, wait a minute. Ooh, what do you know? It says here, you owe me your life for being a sinner. This is from God. You see that? An invoice from God. You owe your life to him for being a sinner. But guess what? I found vouchers in here. I found checks. And these checks are for all of you. That's for, look at that. That's a check. And there's another check. I think all these checks say the very same thing. There's checks for everyone here. Even a check for Duncan. How did that happen? But it happened. And there's a check for Ryder. You don't owe $20 anymore, Ryder. Lucky you. So even a check for Cooper. How'd that happen? And there's even a check for Evan. I can't believe this, but it's true. It's signed by Jesus. It has to be true. And one for Lillian and for Ella and even for Vincent. And last but not least, there's even a check for everyone. I have a check here for everyone. Look at these. I have checks for everyone. What does the check say? It says, pay to the order of whoever believes in me. Everlasting life. Everlasting life, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. It says it right there. And who's it signed by? Jesus Christ. And it says, paid in full. Your sin has been forgiven. By the way, you should take these home and put them on your dresser or on your mirror and look at these every day, because it reminds us something very, very important. You have been forgiven of all of your sins. So what does that mean? When someone hurts you or says something bad to you, what are we to do? You've been forgiven, so what are we to do? What do you think? Yeah, you should forgive other people their sins. You should also forgive. Really? And you should forgive him for that. You should forgive because God has forgiven us. What is the debt that we owed God? We owed him our very life because of our sin. But he sent Jesus to do what for us? What has Jesus done? Vincent? He went on the cross to die for our sins. And he did this because of his love for us. And the very first thing that Jesus said on the cross was, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. People sin against us. They even hit Cooper in the head, but we still forgive. Isn't that right, Cooper? We forgive. Yeah, we forgive. And we forgive. And we forgive. And we forgive. Forgiveness is limitless. We forgive all the time. And we have to remember that. Remember what Jesus has done for you. He has written the check for you. And the check has been paid in full. Your sin is forgiven. Can you say that with me? My sin is forgiven forever. Okay, one more time. You say it now. My
sin is forgiven forever.
Amen. Let's go to our Lord in prayer. Let's fold our hands and close our eyes and let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for coming to this earth to seek and to save us. And Lord, there upon the cross, you have paid the final price. You have paid for our sin. And our sin is now been atoned. It has been paid for. Our sin is forgiven. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this great work that you have done. And now, Lord, lead us to forgive as you have forgiven us. Lord Jesus, we pray all this in your most holy name. And all the children said... Oh.